Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Boyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lindy McDaniel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lindy McDaniel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Musial reaches second base with a double. Morin throws the ball into Long, who tags Musial trying to return to first, for the out. Schofield goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Musial fields it and throws to second for the out. Walls moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walls scores. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Musial moves to second. Dell Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ennis strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0 for 1 in the game. McDaniel strikes out. There goes Casco. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields the ball and throws to rush covering. Safe. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dell Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ennis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rush takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Boyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Smith moves to third. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0-for-2 in the game. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to home to get Smith. Casco moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-3 in the game. Blasingame strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Taner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Boyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Joe Cunningham. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ennis hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Smith now playing right field. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Boyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Will pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Taner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boyer. Taner reaches second base with a double. Smith throws the ball into Casco, who tags Taner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Walls goes all the way around to score. It's Cardinals, 5, Cubs, 5. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Kizer now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moon pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon takes first base on ball four. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 4 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moon moves to third. Turk Lown now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Banks is hit by the pitch. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a line drive towards right. Smith catches it and throws to first to double up Banks. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 3 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan bunts towards first. Musial scoops it up and throws to first, with Blasingame covering, for the out. Neiman moves to second. One out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Speak reaches third base with a triple. Neiman scores. It's Cardinals, 6, Cubs, 6. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speak scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.